President Trump once again blasted Harley-Davidson Tuesday over the company's decision to move some production overseas. The Milwaukee-based motorcycle maker says the move is a response to retaliatory tariffs from Europe. They follow the tariffs that Trump imposed earlier this year on certain goods from other countries. NPR economic reporter Jim Zaroli is following the Harley decision and reaction to it as part of his coverage of the trade war. WUWM's Mayon Silver asked Zaroli why the company is significant in the ongoing dispute over tariffs and trade.
Harley is important because it's such a quintessential American company, and President Trump has talked about it a lot. He praised Harley-Davidson in a joint address to Congress last year, and he's done it on other occasions. This is a great American company that still does most of its manufacturing within the United States. So, you know, the fact that it has decided to do this, shift some of its production overseas, you know, has at least very important symbolic value.
Are there any other significant companies on the bubble for potentially moving production or anyone else that you're watching?
Well, there are, you know, hundreds of companies that have asked to be exempt from the tariffs. That's one thing that we are watching. For the steel and aluminum tariffs, a lot of companies came through and asked to be exempt from paying the tariffs. A lot of them say this puts us at a disadvantage because, you know, we make a product and we have to import materials to make it, and our costs are going to go up while somebody else who makes the same product as we do and brings it in from overseas will not have to pay any extra because finished goods are not included in the tariffs. I mean, it's very complicated. But at any rate, these companies, all of them had to fill out an application to ask to be exempt from the tariffs. And the Commerce Department is just really slowly trying to work through all these applications. It doesn't seem like they have enough people to do it, so it's going to take a really long time.
Do you think that President Trump is going to be fazed by any of this, like Harley's decision, the company is asking to be exempt from the tariffs? What would it take for him to bend on these tariffs?
Well, that's always the question with President Trump. I mean, he's somebody who likes to keep people guessing. He sort of courts chaos. And he has a team of people working for him who don't at all see eye to eye, especially on trade. I mean, there are hardliners like Peter Navarro and, you know, the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. And then there are more kind of conventional Republican free traders, such as, you know, the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Larry Kudlow. So as we saw from this family separation issue over the past week, Trump can be prevailed upon to change his mind, and he does sometimes. And so I'm sure if a lot of companies do what Harley-Davidson has done, he won't be able to ignore that. He'll have to do something. The pressure will get to be pretty intense. So it's not hard to imagine that he could bend at some point if that happens.
Speaking of Wisconsin and of the Republicans in Wisconsin, Governor Walker is going to appear with Trump on Thursday here in Racine County for the Foxconn groundbreaking. What are some of the policy differences between Walker and the Republican base and Trump on trade right now?
Well, I imagine you will, you know, they, Governor Walker and President Trump will sort of paper over whatever differences they have. I mean, you just don't see a lot of major Republicans right now, or at least Republicans who want to stay in office who are doing much to challenge Trump, at least publicly. But there are a lot of very important people in the party who believe in trade, who always have, and who are very nervous about the fact that the president is fighting this multi-front trade war. I mean, he's taking on our most important trading partners in a really highly visible way, China, Canada, the EU. So I guess at least behind the scenes, there will be people pushing back, but I wouldn't expect that to become public.